This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, this past weekend, Free Talk Live had some pretty big news, and that is that we've introduced a seventh day. The show for a long time has been 6 days a week, and now there is a seventh. Now there is a Sunday show, and it's not including Mark or myself. It's including the co-hosts, the ones that you normally hear so often in our third seat here on this program, the guys that just don't get enough time to express themselves.
And gals.
And gals, that's true.
There's actually, I believe that there was a new gal introduced during this last show. Is that right?
A couple, actually. Michelle Seven and Hannah were both here in the third seat last night, and Dale and Curtis were also in attendance as well. And Dale headed up the program, and I think he settled in a bit as he was going along with it. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of newbie mistakes, but it's going to be kind of a fun radio listening experience, especially for those of you who are familiar with our co-hosts and who have been clamoring and chomping at the bit to hear more of them. So that's what the co-hosts only Sunday edition is going to allow you to do. So if you missed it, if you weren't able to listen live, and from what I understand, I was there for about half the show, and then I had some other things to take care of. But from what I understand, they had quite a few phone calls for a Sunday evening. And I know that there were at least 100 people listening online. So.
That's why. I mean, there was a lot of people are excited about it, and it's a, you know, it's a good thing. I've heard, you know, somebody made the suggestion that you should do your first three podcasts and throw them away, and then, you know, then you're sort of ready to start out and doing podcasts. Why? I mean, if 100 people want to listen to it, why would you throw it away?
Hey, it seemed to work out pretty well from what I can tell. So thanks to everybody for tuning in to the very first Sunday edition of the show last night. If you missed it, it is available for download, as is our normal Monday through Saturday program. It's right up there in our podcast with the rest of the shows. The only thing is it is basically an Internet-only show at this point. Maybe down the line, once the co-host folks get seasoned a little bit more, we'll be able to get them some radio affiliates or something like that. But for right now, it's something that our internet listeners, I think, are going to enjoy quite a bit. So head over to freetalklive.com. You can click and download that. Or if you're one of our podcast subscribers, you already have it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And, Mark, you had something about murdering cops. What's going on?
Well, there's this news story that's floating around out there, and I think that it probably bears discussing. It's another one of those kind of canaries in the coal mine kind of situations, and you know, the liberty movement's going to be smeared with this kind of thing. This is from
racist cop killers.
Yeah,
apparently,
I don't know about racists.
Well, the whole racist thing is certainly being trotted out as a result of the Rand Paul campaign. Which, by the way, just as an aside before we go off on this in this direction, I heard on Free Minds Radio this weekend that apparently Rand Paul has already done his first political flip-flop.
Really?
You heard about this?
No.
Well, you did hear about the controversy that got him a lot of mainstream media attention after he won the primary election. He got a lot of attention because of the win, and in that attention, somebody asked him, I think it was Rachel Maddow or something like that, about his viewpoint in regards to allowing business owners to be discriminatory. And he took, I think, you know, I didn't hear the interview. Johnson gave me the link. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. It's been an incredibly busy weekend. But apparently his answer was the correct one, basically.
Well, it's liberty-oriented, but perhaps not as...
was he not good at answering it?
As diplomatic as one could make.
Really?
Because I think that the way to answer that is, look, all human relationships are discriminatory. I only have one wife. I'm not going to be obligated to have sex with any person who comes along. I'm discriminatory in that area. And I believe that people have the right to be discriminatory in all their actions if that's what they wish to do. I think that other people can choose to be discriminatory against them as a form of social ostracism if they participate in what I consider a sort of immoral sort of discrimination.
Did he not mention that, the idea that other people – did he just say, I think anyone should be able to discriminate anybody else? without adding the caveat of, and point, I would not support that.
At this point, it's difficult to know who did what. I mean,
I'm just asking if you saw the interview.
I haven't seen okay. the actual ones. My understanding, that he attempted to go around it, and he didn't do it in a particularly, diplomatic fashion.
Well, apparently, this is what I understood from listening to...
That doesn't mean his answer was wrong. It was just undiplomatic.
This is what I understand from listening to Free Minds Radio yesterday with Nick. He was talking about how apparently now Rand Paul has gone back and retracted his statement in order to appease whoever. So he's already flipped his position within days of winning the campaign. So who knows what this guy really believes? Who knows what he really thinks? We certainly know that he is not liberty-oriented on a number of issues, as Christine Smith had pointed out on this program last week. The guy is just... I think he's going to do good things, I think, for liberty on one hand, in that a lot of people are going to hear the term libertarian, and hopefully they'll do more than just look at Rand Paul and presume that is what a libertarian is. They'll go and they'll go and look it up, they'll go and learn more, and then they'll find out that this guy is not liberty oriented in many different ways. That's the best I think that can come out of this, because a lot of people are going to look at the term libertarian now as a racist.
Well, that's the first smear that's always made, and that's why Rachel Maddow jumped in with this one, because it's an easy place to go. Oh, you don't think that black people should be able to eat in restaurants? Because that's what the assumption is here.
Yeah.
Well, not only do I believe that people should be able to make that decision, I believe that if you have a black restaurant, you don't want white people there. That's fine, too. I believe that that's what you should be able to do if you want. I'm not going to go in your restaurant where it's segregated. I'm not interested in that because I have black friends, and I don't think that that's right, fair, just, or good. But I don't believe that I should be forced, through government intervention to do business with people that I don't want to do business with. And quite frankly, it fails at that anyway. If I run a small business and I choose not to hire black people, but I won't say that I'm not hiring black people for mm-hmm. whatever reason, no one's ever going to say anything to me. If I've got fewer than 50 employees, it's never going to be said. No one's ever going to care.
One of the objections, and by the way, this Rand Paul thing has already propagated itself out into discussion areas around the internet. So, for instance, over the local newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's an article or a letter to the editor by a local Free Stater talking about why he moved here. And one of the local anonymous Free Stater-hating trolls has popped in to basically suggest that, well, Rand Paul is a racist, and so therefore you're all a bunch of racists, which, of course, is ludicrous. One of our Hispanic movers, Michael Garcia, comes in, and he explains how he's been there for 6 months and been here for 6 months, and he loves it here, and there's no racism within this movement, the Liberty Movement.
They don't want to hear that.
No, of course not.
It's the same way that Change.org decides to jump in with their rhetoric smearing all over the place.
Well, I figured they must figure Michael Garcia is like a self-hating Hispanic or something like that, right? Why else would a Hispanic man come on and claim that he is, that this isn't a racist movement? Because we must be a racist movement. Rand Paul's a racist.
Well, and he's not.
No, I don't know if he is or not. I don't know if Rand Paul's racist.
I don't suspect
I'm not
he
going
is.
To say that he is or not. But there's just an example of how
it's just the easy low road that the Democrats always take, the liberal types always take with libertarians, because I believe that you're free to discriminate in your activities. I don't believe that you should be forced to do business with or interact or have sex with or whatever people that you don't like for whatever reason. Then I'm a bigot, and it's absolutely ludicrous. I'm not a bigot. I do not conduct my life that way. I just don't think that the force of law should be required to do that. Right now, currently in America, I can choose if I want to keep people of a certain ethnic background out of my house. And as far as I'm concerned, since you own your business, just like you own your house, you can decide who comes in there and who doesn't. You can decide who works for you and who doesn't. I think you should be able to ask whatever question you want in a job interview.
Yeah.
Do you vote Democrat? Yes? Okay, goodbye. Or whatever. Whatever it is that you want to ask in your interview, you should be able to do that.
Do you vote Republican? Yes? Okay, goodbye.
I think discrimination is a normal human activity. I don't think it's necessarily good. I think it needs to be ostracized, but people do it, and they do it with impunity, honestly.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Dooblee will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's DoobleeShoppers.com. You'll be glad.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free there, including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen and interact, because there's also a chat room there on that very same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, watch, listen, and chat all at once. It's all for free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Okay, summer's coming up, so you can enjoy the great outdoors, right? Well, that's what I'll be doing. No laying around inside for me. I'm taking two golden capsules of Nature Bee every day. I have plenty of energy. Here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii with more.
Hello there, Monday on Free Talk Live. You got it. Look, gang, having a lot of energy really does totally depend on nutrition. If you're not getting it out of your daily diets, then don't expect to enjoy any time, especially the summer. Well, Nature Bee is going to help with that. It's all natural vegetable food, has every vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant you need. The iron, calcium, protein, zinc, selenium, in fact, every one of the essential 22 elements you need for a healthy-minded body.
Now, I know you can visit health food stores and pharmacies and end up a bit confused about all those bottles of supplements. Why should folks buy Nature Bee instead of all those other products?
Good. Try this in the health food store because it works. We stand by that. We give you your money back. You can use Nature Bee for a full 6 or 9 months. If you don't think you feel the power of pollen that we promise, you send back the empty jars. We send you back all your money.
Well, that sounds like more than a fair deal. What can our listeners do to get Nature Bee today?
It's easy. There's no shopping, no hassle, no middleman. Big old 6 month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. Free Talk Live gets 3 more months for you for free. You make the toll free call to New Zealand, it is out of here. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355 or online at NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Okay, everyone. Be just like me. Don't wait to get your summer started with NatureBee now. Call 866-834-8355 or go online to NatureBee.com.
800-259-9231. Luther in the studio tonight to join us on the third mic. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Gardner Goldsmith unable, unfortunately, to make it tonight. So good to have you here. And actually, you're going to be coming up to do one of the Sunday shows here in the next week, 2 weeks. Have you all figured out who's going to be next?
No, were we supposed to discuss it?
Yeah, you guys have to figure that out.
Oh, okay. I'll get in touch with everybody, figure that out then.
All right, yeah, you've got a radio show to deal with now, man.
I know, work.
All right, so toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We started out with, we're going to get to this cop killer thing here in a little bit, but we kind of got sidetracked to this discussion of Rand Paul and all of the controversy that is being stirred up as a result of him maybe not being the best communicator of the ideas of liberty. And well, I'm speculating. I haven't heard the interview.
This is where it's sort of unfair. You know, nobody expect when you go on these shows, this is what they do. They blindside you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be difficult for you and I, and we do this 6 days a week, 3 hours a day, and, you know, they intend to get you. They soundbite you and all this other stuff. They move on. These people,
sure,
they do this for a living. This is truly walking into the gladiator pit with a very skilled fighter.
Fact is, Rand Paul isn't a compassionate man. From what I can tell on the issues, from what I've heard, he's not. He looks at the Guantanamo Bay prisoners, he calls them thugs, even though they've never been held to any sort of a trial. There's no conviction. They've not been found guilty of anything. In fact, many of them were just plucked off the street because they owed some warlord in Pakistan some money. So the idea that they're all just thugs and they should have military tribunals, that's not very compassionate. Plus, it's my understanding he's bad on the issue of marijuana decriminalization and clearly not showing any compassion there. And so it wouldn't surprise me if he was unable to answer a question about discrimination in businesses from a compassionate perspective. To take a good answer like yours, Mark, where you point out that while you do believe that freedom means allowing others to be free, it also means that you get to be free to make decisions about how you handle and deal with those people who are doing things you disagree with. So if somebody is discriminating against women or gay people or blacks or whoever in their business, and I don't like that because I don't, I will let all my friends know to not go to that person's business, to not work for them, to not patronize them, and allow the marketplace to decide.
Right, as if, and the assumption here on the side of the liberals or the progressives or the bedwetters or whatever you want to call them, is that somehow the United States federal court system is the best way to hold a person accountable for whatever sort of anti-discriminatory acts they may or may not have perpetrated. There's certainly some instances where it's done a better than a fine job. The results have been okay. But there's plenty of instances where it hasn't. And here's, I'd like to come up with one. How about the American with Disabilities Act, where essentially if you open a new business, you have to have, you know, a bathroom that's like 15 feet by 15 feet with a accessible toilet for, mm-hmm. for people with disabilities and things like that. And I'm not saying that's not convenient for you if you have a disability. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't run my business that way. You've got to have the ramps. You've got to have the, you know, certain amount of length in the aisles. But the old stores are all grandfathered in as long as they don't change their usage or whatever. So I can have a bookstore, or ownership, as I understand it, an old bookstore where, you know, they have some, you know, cramped, dusty little bathroom with books piled up inside of it or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that has real character. One can call crappy architecture character at times. And you can't have that now. You just can't make that anymore because the world has changed in that way. It's not fair to this group of people. And, you know, that group of people have their sort of thing on it. Maybe I want something else going on with the bathroom. But it doesn't matter what I want because somebody passed a law because they said this is best. Somehow they know better than me how I should run my business. And that's all I think that this is about.
People who, by the way, are mostly not business people. Let's talk to Christine in Colorado. Christine, Excellent. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hi, you three.
Christine, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the Rand Paul story again. I'd like to share the article I wrote with everybody. But my comment is this. In the last several days, listening to other talk shows, you know, the mainstream media, the talk shows on the AM dial, numerous times I've been hearing so many people refer to Rand Paul, whether on this issue on the Civil Rights Act, whether they were, you know, in support of him, understanding, or, you know, didn't, and were all upset about it. But either way, everybody was referring to him as a libertarian, often. And mm-hmm. that, to me, is not good for us. Because he is so, as you have been sharing and I have shared before, so far away on fundamental issues. And I do understand the point that it being a continuum on any person. But when you have, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, so many issues, it's like, and also I would say this on the civil rights thing, for libertarians to come to his defense, it's one thing to make an issue out of that principle, but I'm very surprised to see that they chose Rand Paul to do it as if they were defending another libertarian, even where he is libertarian on certain issues that many of us would concur with. He's so far away from us that I really think it's hurting that he is the one that is getting the support and nationally being called a libertarian.
Well, he's the one who's won an election, and he's the one that's
yes,
a danger.
But could I continue after the break? I have
you can.
Another
Hang
point.
On, Christine. 800-259-9231. I share her concerns. On the other hand, I don't think there's much you can do about it. I mean, the guys out there, they're going to hit him with the word libertarian, and what can you do about that besides saying, hey, he's not a libertarian? What else can you do? Let me know. Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactileGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Christine is with us. We go back to her call. Christine in Colorado, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Mark. Two very quick points in addition, I'll finish up. I think you made a really good point, what is to be done, because he has been elected. A couple things that I see for libertarians to do. I think that it is a great opportunity because it is the talk of the nation, both in print, on the social networking, as well as the mainstream radio and television. And to the degree that listener participation, and certainly in your local newspapers and these discussions are going on, you as a libertarian, even if you want to use the civil rights controversy coming up as a springboard, you can express what you feel as a libertarian about that, but use it also to make the distinction, the delineation between Rand Paul and being a libertarian, because they see so many good libertarians standing up for him. Give credit where credit is due, yes, but also make the delineation. Otherwise, people who are not as well informed as most of your listeners probably are going to assume he is a libertarian and accept all those things as being libertarian. So I think it's
absolutely an opportunity. I absolutely agree with that. And it goes back to something that Mark mentioned on the show last week. I think it was when you called in last week, was that, well, you're focusing so much on the areas you disagree. Well, that's important because I don't want to be seen as a cheerleader for somebody who is not liberty-minded. And it's important to point out the differences and say, hey, look, this guy is just a Republican that has some liberty leanings. He's not really a liberty-minded person.
And it's a great opportunity right now because we're hearing the word libertarian again over and over. I would like to invite people over to the blog. I did write about this. And I would invite your listeners to ChristineSmith.us.
And just click the blog and you'll see it. And yeah, I think it's really important. People don't just, we're talking to each other. Look, all of you, you guys, you understand it. Most of your listeners do. Well, take it a step further and participate in the media around
you. I agree with
you.
That. Get on the comment section of your local newspaper, your local television station, anywhere you see the idea of liberty being bad-mouthed due to Rand Paul, and correct the record.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was listening today to AM radio, and a lot of the hosts would kind of try to divert them away when somebody would come on and say, start saying something like, oh, you know, he's not a real libertarian, or real libertarianism would explain it like this. They would try to corner them with whatever question they were posing and try to get them to answer just that question to kind of brush them off, essentially.
And I've heard a number of people, I mean, a few times in just the last couple days, where people were calling in mainstream talk shows and saying, well, he shouldn't be running as a Republican. He should be running as a Libertarian. And, you know, I mean, it's really getting rather crazy out here where this is going, but it's up to us to make that and clarify it. What a great opportunity we have right now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It is an opportunity. Was there a second point you had, Christine?
No, I just wanted to invite people over to the blog, and
okay.
Nice talking with y'all again.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate hearing from you, and I definitely appreciate the perspective. Mark, what were you going to jump in with there?
I just think that it's unfair to jump in and spend all your time on a candidate who's probably the number one liberty candidate who is going to be running in the general election.
But he's not a liberty candidate. I'm sorry. You can't call him that if he doesn't
believe
in liberty.
When you look at the continuum of liberty, and there is one, that, you know, people lie in different places on that continuum. And he's probably in the number one front-running position of all the people that are running. Unless John Dennis wins, which he may, but
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul currently is the best horse in that particular race.
Right.
And I'm not saying that it only needs to be one horse. I'd like to finish here.
Yeah.
To take that horse and kick it in the groin because he is isn't 90, you know, your whatever your percentage.
Stop
you
hating,
decide.
Dude. I'm not kicking him in the groin. I'm just telling it like it is. I'm
but
just
you spend all your time talking
positions.
About how bad he is, and none of your time
he's
talking
bad.
About how good he is.
He's bad. I'm sorry. I can't.
He's not bad.
I don't think
he's
good.
He's better than 90. He's better than all the other candidates.
The only thing Rand Paul is
John
good
Dennis.
For is as a foil. Rand Paul is only, maybe I'm using the wrong term, but Rand Paul is only good for essentially getting people to look into the ideas of freedom and find out how wrong Rand Paul is. And what
because
real principle is
the Guantanamo
is like.
Issue is such an important issue these days. I mean, already being tried in regular court, man. The issue is cut and dry and closed.
It's about his attitude, and it's about how he treats other people, human beings around the world. And he's saying that the people in Guantanamo Bay are thugs, and they deserve military tribunals. And that's not the position of a man who holds compassion for a fellow human being.
He could be wrong on this issue, but if you decided that the authorization of the use of force,
think he's wrong?
Let me finish here. Would you have just a second? If you decided the authorization for the use of force in Afghanistan was in fact a declaration of war, then those people would be prisoners of war. What do you have to say about that? Do you think every prisoner of every war deserves a trial?
Well, wait, are they prisoners of war or not?
I'm asking you.
They're not, right? They are people
it
who they picked
It depends on
out.
How you decide to
they're
interpret
people...
the Constitution, which neither you nor I get to interpret.
Right, but under the current little scheme, they are people that they picked up because some warlord in Pakistan picked them up and gave them over to the U.S. military.
Lots of bad things happen in war.
They gave them over to a U.S. military to the U.S. military for money.
It depends on the circumstance. Some of those people are actual captured combatants.
Mm-hmm. So prove it then that they committed some sort of a crime.
How are you going to do that? You're going to do that with
you
every prisoner
proof.
Of war
if you don't
every
have proof,
war?
You shouldn't be taking them and holding them in a jail cell.
It's war. They
are
don't
you
get
defending
proof.
Guantanamo
they
now?
I'm telling you, somebody
Guantanamo?
Could be mistaken on that particular issue. I tend to believe it one way, but I'm not going to say that person is wrong on another issue. I don't know. I don't have all the facts. To act like you have all the facts is asinine.
The fact is the U.S. military and the U.S. government steals money from people and kills people, and I don't want to be any part of that. And Rand Paul supports that stuff.
You just ran away from the issue. Fine.
How did I run away from
would
the
you
issue?
Like to talk about
you're trying to pigeonhole me into this statist system and say, well, if the statist system says it's a war, then okay, you can just lock people up and throw away the key. Give them military tribunals.
Look, you're not... The fact is... taking the position that you're taking isn't going to get you elected as a dog catcher.
I'm not trying to get elected,
right.
Mark.
And you're trying to put your paradigm on somebody who is. So shut up and let him run a campaign.
No, I'm not going to shut up.
Liberty
I'm going to talk about this
there.
Guy who is not a Liberty candidate, and shame on you for attaching that word to this man.
You don't
who,
get to decide what the definition of
yes,
a liberty.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Freedom is about allowing others to be free and living your life so you don't harm
Fine,
other
I agree
people
with you,
in that
but
process.
It's on a continuum.
No, there is no continuum. You are either principled and you believe in liberty, or you're not quite there yet. And Rand Paul is not quite there yet, and I don't see any evidence that he's trying to be there. He's just another pandering Republican politician who happens to be good on a few issues.
Most issues.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free
line.
Should
they kick Ron Paul out of the House? I mean, would you rather see him not win? He's just a Republican that's bad on some issues, right?
See, what you don't understand, or the point you don't seem to get, Mark, is that it's not about running to win. It's about running to get the message of freedom out to people.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that is
that
what
has
I want.
Nothing to do with how Rand Paul is running his campaign. He's
and
running
Rand
to
Paul
win.
Is running
he's
as a
going
Republican.
To win. And is all you want to do is you want to glom on to a guy who's been successful. You want to springboard your message
You're
off of him.
You're damn right. I'll take every new listener I can get from that guy's campaign to help save them and help them understand what liberty really means. Because
Fine.
They're not going to learn that from Rand Paul.
Fine, and I think that I would like to see as many pro-liberty as pro-liberty on any, as many issues as we can find politicians in Washington to combat the people mm-hmm. who aren't.
Okay, so if Rand Paul doesn't combat Jack when he gets in there, then what'll you say?
Would you rather have the guy who's running against
him? I don't care. If Rand Paul gets in there and he starts talking about military tribunals and putting up a border fence and increasing the size of the border patrol and, you know, et cetera, all kinds of anti-liberty stuff, then what the hell would it matter who gets in?
Well, if he went in there and he actually worked on issues like the Federal Reserve, which mm-hmm. he has run almost entirely. Now, when you're in a campaign, they ask you a lot of silly questions to divert you. He has been almost entirely yeah. on a fiscal issue. If he gets in there and deals with the Federal Reserve issue, will you change your mind?
Oh. No. I'll appreciate that, Mark. You can point that out if that happens, okay? You let me know. You keep an eye on him and let me know how much liberty-oriented stuff he does rather than focusing on his status viewpoints, which I have a feeling that he'll do. More coming up. You can bring up what you want because he's already flip-flopped once. How do you even know who this guy is?
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, free trial. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code, free trial.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including things like our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website, now available 7 days a week at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Rand Paul controversy. It's not only is Rand Paul controversial in the mainstream world with them discussing some of his viewpoints, but also within the liberty community, he's also the subject of some pretty heated controversies. You saw Mark was screaming during the last segment, because he gets very upset when I don't support the politicians who don't really support liberty. And this guy may be good on some issues.
You don't really care about whether politicians win or not.
Right, because I know it won't make a difference. The Washington, D.C.
How would you know it?
You say
on
the air.
Have you had that experience?
You say on the air, Mark, that you don't believe.
You can't say you know something unless you have
them. You seem a little contradictory to me, Mark. You say, well, on one hand, that you don't believe there's any hope for Washington, D.C.
I don't believe that there's any hope.
You think that Rand Paul can do something.
I'm at this point voting for a couple of things on a national level. One of them is a politician's view on the 10th Amendment, 9th and 10th Amendments. So if they believe that states are sovereign in themselves and can secede, I'd prefer to not have the federal government come in here and blow your head apart because, well, I've got a lot invested in that head. And secondly, politicians and their view on the Federal Reserve, you know, that's important to me.
But their views on human beings and how they're treated.
Their views on wars are important to me, too. But I already know what this Democrat that he's running against is going to do. I'll take two out of my three issues, Ian. You'll take none of them, and you'll be a jackass about it.
Well, no, I'm not a jackass because I won't support people who don't appreciate human beings, and I won't support people that don't understand what liberty really means. And this guy
seems to me he's got a far better foundation than whomever he's running
against.
Maybe
that's the case, but as soon as he builds on that foundation and actually comes to the ideas of liberty, he can expect support from people like me. Now, Luther, you've been sitting here silently as we've been bickering back and forth. Any thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not terribly familiar with Rand Paul. I was just reading up on him a little bit.
And what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that he's anti-abortion but pro morning after pill. That's what I've learned.
That's not you're not ending life there with morning after pill, I don't think.
So he's not as extreme as some people on
right, that's true. I kind of see where Mark's coming from, how if you're into political activism, how you would want somebody who's at least semi-libertarian to get in there. But since I'm not into political activism, I cannot support that. I cannot back that up. I cannot back Rand Paul up.
What do you want, the Democrat to win, Luther?
It doesn't matter to me whether Democrats or Republicans win. I care about pro-liberty candidates, and I believe that Rand Paul is a superior one to the other one. And that's all I'm saying. If I have a choice to vote between Mussolini and Hitler, and I actually get a vote, you don't get one in this Rand Paul race unless you live in Kentucky. And I prefer to not knock the legs out of Mussolini when you've got Hitler waiting in the wings. You know what I mean?
Let's go to Big Gay Buzz on the line in New Hampshire. Ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Luther, and Mark.
Hi, boys. You've got me so frazzled.
What's that, Buzz?
With this whole Rand Paul thing, okay? I don't even know where I'm going to go with this because there's so many directions I can go. First of all, Rand Paul is an interventionist. If you read what he's written, the only conclusion you can come to is that he's super weak on foreign policy. He eats up the 9/11 story and perpetuates more war just because of this. I mean,
it's come out. Iraq?
Here's the thing. It's come out repeatedly, Mark, the supposed terrorists at Guantanamo were bought and paid for with U.S. tax dollars, by troops that were driving around in trucks looking to buy supposed terrorists. And, these guys that they bought up with U.S. tax dollars were nothing more than innocent victims ratted out by their neighbors for money.
Well, I don't disagree with that, Buzz. I think that that happened with a number of them. I'm not willing to say it's a majority. I don't know, but I believe that happened. What you're saying is true. My question to you is, do you think that there is
one evil man
in Guantanamo?
Let's continue on with this. It's also come out repeatedly that many of the 9/11 hijackers were also victims of stolen identities and that they're alive and well. So no one really knows for sure who the real hijackers were. And this story has never been changed either. There were several magazine publications, newspapers, right after 9/11 that even interviewed the people whose names and pictures were up on the television screen. And that story hasn't been changed either. So,
it's disturbing.
Just listening to Rand Paul's logic, I mean, it makes me cringe. I'm sorry, but I'm not speculating anything about 9/11. Don't get me wrong. I'm simply stating the fact. The official story as it has been told cannot be true. But, you know, however, Rand Paul, he eats up the official story and he would continue this bogus war on terror and bombing the bejesus out of those supposed terrorists in other countries because he believes in it. He totally believes in the official 9/11 story. And this, in a nutshell, is the exact problem with not having a proper investigation following 9/11. It was like a year or almost, it was almost like a year and 2 or 3 months before we even had a Senate investigation or a congressional investigation.
Well, I like you don't know what the real story is, Buzz, but I don't think you can count on anybody to do whatever real investigation you might want.
I'm with you, Ian. I do not trust the government to investigate themselves.
And they certainly aren't going to prosecute themselves if some of the conspiracies turn out to be true.
Here's the deal. This is the thing that we're all weak on. We are all weak on foreign policy history. What we need to learn about is Operation Cyclone and how many billions and trillions of U.S. taxpayer dollars funded this whole radical Muslim madrasa and the creation of what eventually morphed from the MEK into Al-Qaeda and what morphed into the Taliban. And if you don't believe that, I'm sorry, once they stop funding it, so what our government did covertly between 1976 and 1992 is crucial to understand if you want to know where terrorists come from. I'm sorry, that's the bottom line. Not only
you mean in general meddling in the Middle East and creating opposition in that country?
Operation Cyclone, the Big New Brzezinski, Bill Casey, Charlie Wilson. You need to look it up and read in depth about it.
Buzz, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So to answer your question that you tried to ask Buzz earlier, Mark, about, well, what if there was one man in Guantanamo that was a real terrorist? Was that essentially your question?
It is.
Okay. So how many innocent men are you willing to lock up to justify keeping one?
I'm not willing to fight wars over nothing at all. I mean, I believe that there's the possibility of a just war. I tend to look at them all and be like, I don't know if that's my war. Maybe the European theater of World War II and the Pacific theater of World War II. Maybe the Mexican American War, but I don't think either one of those are perfect.
Really? The Mexican American War?
Yeah. Texas was never really signed in as a state, and there's a couple of problems with it.
Yeah, but it's just empire building on behalf of the United States.
Yeah, they did come on our land, the land of that was called the United States at the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, there's nothing perfect about them.
Right.
All the wars I don't like. War of 1812, which could have been a perfect war, wasn't a perfect war because we fought too soon and invaded Canada. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I believe in the concept of just war. I just haven't seen one.
So if you had the ability to, if you had a prison that had 100 people in it,
yeah,
and one of them you were certain was guilty of some vicious crime, but you weren't sure which, because they'd all just been thrown in there by whatever crazy program, would you go ahead and release all 100?
Would I release all 100?
If you knew that 99 of them were innocent.
Are you asking me what I would do on, on the Guantanamo issue? Because I'd love to answer that question.
No, I'm just asking you a hypothetical situation, because you brought up what if one man is a real terrorist?
Well,
okay, if you get to decide, let's keep these people in here, let's give them military tribunals on one hand, or let's release 100% of them, meaning one real terrorist gets out into the world.
I think that the suggestion that is made by some Liberty people, and Buzz and yourself included, is that every person in Guantanamo is innocent, and this is
innocent
how they were picked
until proven
up.
Guilty.
I don't think it works that way entirely.
Oh, that's
anymore.
Right. Take away their rights because you called it a war, right, Mark? You sound like a conservative tonight. More coming up, 800-259-9231. We're on with the neocon this evening.
Jeez.
You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Let's just lock up everybody just because there might be a real terrorist in there somewhere. Keep them away. Keep them in there. Lock them up. Throw away the key. Give them a military tribunal. That's freedom, baby. More coming up. Hour two is on the way.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.